All right, let's fire up the grill and get ready for a deep dive, folks. Today, we're diving into the world of BBQ. And I gotta say, when you guys sent over all this material, you know, marketing stuff for new BBQ gear, some history and culture snippets, I was blown away. I had no clue how much there was to learn about BBQ.
It's true. There's a whole universe out there when it comes to BBQ.
Mm.
And it goes way beyond just, you know, throwing some burgers and dogs on the grill.
For sure. I mean, you think BBQ, you think like America, right? But one of the things that surprised me going through all this stuff was that apparently the ancient Greeks and Romans, even Native Americans, they all had their own versions of barbecue. So I don't know. It makes you wonder, like, why has this way of cooking stuck around for so long, you know, across so many different cultures?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think it speaks to something like fundamental, right? Like that human connection we have to fire, to cooking outdoors, and those unique flavors that you just can't get any other way than from smoke.
Yeah.
It seems to cut across cultural boundaries. You know what I mean?
Totally. And speaking of crossing boundaries, did you know that the word barbecue itself, it comes from the Caribbean, from the Taino word, barbacoa.
Oh, that's right. And the Taino people were masters of slow cooking meat over a wooden platform. I mean, that's really the essence of BBQ when you think about it.
Yeah, it's all about that slow and low, right? Transforming tough cuts of meat into something tender and flavorful.
Yeah. It's almost like alchemy, isn't it? You're taking something ordinary, and with the magic of smoke and time, you transform it into something incredible.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the U.S. specifically. Because even within one country, the world of BBQ gets pretty diverse.
Right. And we saw that in the materials, too.
Yeah.
You've got the big three, Texas, North Carolina, and Memphis, each one with its own distinct flavor profile and the cuts of meat they prefer.
So I've always wondered about this, like why certain regions gravitate towards specific meats and flavors. Like, is there a historical reason for that, or is it just like random chance?
Yeah, there is. Regional BBQ in America actually reflects the history of, you know, migration and settlement patterns across the country.
Right.
Like take Texas, for example. They're all about brisket, right? Which was a tough cut of meat, but it was readily available from the cattle ranches that dominated the region. Slow smoking it for hours turned it into something amazing and could feed a ton of people. And then you have North Carolina, where pulled pork is king. That style reflects their agricultural heritage, with pigs being a staple livestock there. And then, of course, Memphis, rib heaven. And that's where things get interesting with dry rubs and sauces. Those are central to the Memphis BBQ experience.
Okay, hold on. Can we back up for a sec? You said dry rubs. What exactly are those? You know, for people who might not be BBQ experts.
Yet. Oh, right. Sure. A dry rub is basically a blend of spices and herbs that you rub onto the meat before cooking. It adds a ton of flavor and creates that awesome crust on the surface. In Memphis, you'll often find ribs seasoned with a dry rub that features, like paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and other spices. It's savory and a little sweet, a really irresistible flavor profile.
Man, you're making me hungry just talking about it. Okay, so we got to talk about sauces, right? Can't have a BBQ conversation without getting into the sauce wars.
The great sauce debate. It's a topic that can get people fired up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Our sources highlighted this amazing array of sauces used in BBQ across the country. You've got vinegar-based sauces in North Carolina, the thick tomato-based sauces that Kansas City loves, even mustard-based sauces in South Carolina.
It's crazy how something as simple as a sauce can be so different depending on where you are. Really shows how much creativity and cultural influence goes into BBQ.
For sure. And I don't think there's a winner in the sauce wars. It's more about celebrating the experimentation and finding new flavors that you love, right? Mm. Isn't that part of what makes BBQ so fun?
Absolutely. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what you enjoy. But, you know, it just occurred to me, BBQ is more than just the food itself, right? Like, there's this whole social aspect to it that's just as important.
100%. You know, our sources mentioned BBQ competitions and the sense of community they build. You get pit masters, enthusiasts, whole towns coming together, all sharing this passion for BBQ, the techniques, the food. It's really something special.
It's a real connector, wouldn't you say? Camaraderie, friendly competition, that shared love for BBQ. And it's not just an American thing either, is it? Our sources talked about BBQ traditions from all over the world.
It's a global phenomenon. You've got the South African braai, which is more than just a barbecue. It's a social gathering,
yeah.
A ritual, a celebration of life even. In Argentina, there's the asado. Grilling is an art form there. And the acid or the grill master is like a rock star. And then in Korea, there's bulgogi, thinly sliced marinated beef cooked over a flaming grill. Families and friends all gather around the table for that. What's cool is that while the techniques and flavors might be different, the heart of BBQ is the same everywhere. Good food, good company, and good times.
That's a great way to put it. It's about bringing people together.
Yeah, it really is amazing how BBQ transcends cultures like that, brings people together.
It is. Kind of shows you how universal food is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a language everyone understands, bridges cultures, mm-hmm. creates shared experiences. And even within BBQ itself, there's so much diversity. Not just the regional styles, but the techniques, the tools.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the sources you guys sent, all those gadgets and accessories, it's a whole other world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Specialized smokers, thermometers, all the bells and whistles.
It is. There's this, like, fascination with the gear, right? But it's important to remember that while the right equipment can definitely help, it's really about understanding the basics.
Okay, so what kind of basics are we talking about here?
Well, temperature control is key. Got to maintain a consistent heat source. Whether you're using a grill or smoker, then there's airflow, managing that. It's almost like conducting an orchestra, making sure the right amount of oxygen is feeding the fire to create that perfect smoke and heat. And of course, knowing when your meat is cooked just right. That comes with experience, learning to read the signs, trusting your gut.
So there's a real art to it then, not just throwing some meat on the grill. It's about understanding the science, being patient, always learning.
Exactly. That's what makes it so rewarding. Mastering the techniques, experimenting, creating something truly delicious.
So we've talked about the history, the regional styles, the global traditions, the tools, the techniques. But what about the social side of BBQ? What makes it such a special experience?
I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier about food connecting people. BBQs are often at the heart of family gatherings, community events, celebrations. Cooking and sharing food outdoors, it just brings people together naturally.
It's about slowing down, enjoying the flavors, the company. And there's something about that smell of BBQ wafting through the air just draws you in, you know, like a siren call for good times and good food.
For sure. It awakens the senses, builds anticipation. And then that first bite of perfectly smoked meat, pure satisfaction.
You know, it's funny because as much as I'm appreciating all the nuances of BBQ, there's also a beauty in its simplicity. At the end of the day, it's fire, meat, and smoke. But within that simplicity, there's so much room for creativity, for making it your own.
That's a great point. It's like a blank canvas. You can play with different cuts of meat, experiment with rubs and marinades, choose your wood for smoking. And then, of course, there's the whole world of sauces out there.
Speaking of personal expression, one thing that blew me away going through these materials was the variety of wood used for smoking. I knew about hickory, mesquite, oak, the usual suspects, but alder, maple, pecan, fruit woods like apple and cherry. People are even using grapevines.
It's amazing, right? The world of wood selection is vast, and each type brings its own unique flavor profile to the meat. Hickory, classic choice for ribs and pork, strong smoky flavor. Mesquite, bolder, more intense, pairs well with beef. Oak, milder, sweeter, often used for poultry and fish. Then you have the fruit woods, delicate sweetness can create some really interesting combinations. And yeah, grapevines too, add a subtle wine-like aroma.
It's mind-blowing. So how do you know which wood to use? Is it just preference, or are there certain woods that are better for specific meats, regional styles?
That's where the fun of experimentation comes in. There are classic pairings, like hickory with ribs or mesquite with brisket. But you can break the rules, too. Try new things. Think about the flavors of the wood and the meat, how they might complement each other. Like a lighter wood, apple maybe, with a delicate fish. Stronger wood, like hickory, for a hearty pork shoulder. It's about finding what you enjoy. You can even blend different woods, create your own unique smoking blend. So many possibilities.
I'm starting to see why people get so passionate about BBQ. It's not just cooking. It's a journey of discovery, experimentation, sharing, always something new to learn.
Exactly. It's a lifelong pursuit, and that's part of what makes it so great. You can always refine your technique, try new flavors, explore different styles from around the world.
It's a culinary adventure that never ends. You know, I love a good burger or hot dog as much as the next person, but going through all this, this deep dive has really opened my eyes to the bigger picture of BBQ. It's so much more than I ever thought.
It really speaks to how enduring this style of cooking is. It's history, community, creativity, and delicious food all in one.
So as we wrap up our exploration of BBQ, any final thoughts or insights you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the main takeaway is that BBQ is more than just a meal. It's an experience. It's connecting with others, celebrating traditions, exploring the endless possibilities of flavor.
I love that. So for everyone out there feeling inspired to fire up their grills, what's your final piece of advice?
Don't be afraid to experiment. Try different cuts of meat, play with rubs and marinades, explore that world of wood selection, and yes, get creative with your sauces.
Embrace the delicious chaos. I like it. And as we're wrapping up this deep dive, this one question keeps popping into my head. We talked about some major BBQ traditions around the world, but what other unique regional styles or innovations are out there? I bet there are some hidden gems just waiting to be discovered.
That's a fantastic question and a great point to end on. It reminds us that the world of BBQ is vast and constantly evolving.
So true. Always something new to explore, to taste, to share. Until next time, happy grilling, everyone.
Man, we've really gone deep on BBQ, haven't we?
We have. From ancient history to regional styles, sauce debates, even picking the right wood for smoking.
It's incredible how much there is to know.
And we've only just scratched the surface, really. But I think we've uncovered something important here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, it's that BBQ is so much more than just cooking. It's about expressing ourselves, celebrating our communities, how food brings people together.
Couldn't agree more. And it's funny, right? It all started with marketing materials for BBQ accessories.
I know, right? Talk about an unexpected source for such a deep dive. It shows you that knowledge can come from anywhere. It's all about being open to learning, to exploring, connecting the dots.
So for all our listeners out there feeling inspired to fire up the grill, what's the final word of advice from our expert as we wrap things up?
I'd say embrace the spirit of experimentation. Don't be afraid to try new cuts of meat, play around with rubs and marinades, explore those different woods, and yeah, get creative with your sauces.
Love it. Embrace the delicious chaos. But, you know, we've covered a lot of ground, and I'm still left wondering. We talked about those big BBQ traditions from around the world, but what other unique regional styles or innovations are out there? I bet there are some hidden gems just waiting to be discovered.
It's a great question to ponder, and a perfect note to end on. It reminds us that the world of BBQ is huge, and it's always changing.
So true. Always something new to explore, to taste, to share. Until next time, everyone, happy grilling.